Hey, Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. And good morning, everyone.
So yesterday we had the announcement of the iPhone 16, but it actually has an interesting incorporation of AI this time, but they call it Apple Intelligence. Can you tell us what this means for the new iPhone?
Yeah, of course. Of course they're called Apple Intelligence because it's theirs. But what we're talking about, just a little bit of background on it, is that every year, September, this week or next week or last week, depending on the year, Apple gets together and they make big announcements about the hardware that we're going to be able to buy in Apple stores and elsewhere. About 6 weeks ago, they made announcements about software. This is hardware. This is what we expect to buy. So what they're doing is showing us all their new shiny toys. And you're absolutely right. This year was all about, no surprise, AI, artificial intelligence. What this phone has done is to say that AI intelligence obviously exists, but we're going to bake it in literally from the beginning. All of our chips, all of our hardware, everything is going to be AI built from ground up, so that all these new whiz-bang things you can do with it are just part of the way this phone works.
I know that one of the big things they like advertising is the camera system. So what improvements are there that involve AI and machine learning?
What we're going to get out of this new one, because you can't have a release without a better camera than the one we had before, is that this one is a 48 megapixel, which is huge. I mean, those numbers don't seem to matter anymore, but that's the equivalent of a pretty good digital camera for most people. And in this, it's going to be able to use artificial intelligence. It says computational photography. I can't imagine any of us are ever going to use that word, but that's how they refer to it. And what it's going to be able to do is look at the image that we want to take, whether it's you sitting at your desk or you out and about or whatever it is, and then to be able to enhance it for what it thinks you most probably want it to look like. In other words, adjust low light, detect motion, auto-adjust other settings in real time, so that you're actually getting the image it believes you wanted to take.
And what kind of advancements are there in health monitoring?
The Apple Watch, which is 10 years old now. It's really hard to believe. This is one of the big differences that Apple made. Like the iPhone, it kind of heralded in a new era of smartphones to everybody. Apple was pretty much the first to bring out a watch that everybody thought was sexy, everybody thought they might want. 10 years since they did that. So this watch is an improvement on all of that. The watch, of course, does all the watch things, but very few people use it for that telling time. This new one is a bit bigger. It's either 42 or 46 millimetres, two sizes you choose. It's up 1 millimetre from both. It's a bit brighter, a bit thinner than the others, and it also has a whole new slew of abilities to be able to monitor things like sleep apnea, like snoring, fitness, analyse your sleep patterns, which is a very, very big push this year around that whole notion of sleep. And it's waiting for the FDA, which is the American Medical Association, to allow it to bring on some new features as well. So very much health exercise-oriented, bigger, brighter, thinner.
And everyone is enjoying putting AI basically into every aspect that they can. Where else are Apple putting it?
You absolutely like it. It's almost like putting chocolate chips into everything you bake because you like them. It really does seem that way. So this visual intelligence, again, their words for it, is the ability for this camera that you have on your phone to do more than just take pictures for you. But you can point it at something and you can ask it questions. It can look at it and it can read the street sign for you. It can tell where Apple has bought his shoes from and what they look like and where they might be available and where you might be able to buy them from. It can point out landmarks and tell you about the history of them. In other words, it's kind of like an intermediary tool, a bit like a telescope. It'll look out on the world and give you information about it and then allow you to interact, to know about it, to buy it, to sell it, to learn more, whatever else you want, which again is very much in line with many of the other Androids and things that are coming around. They're really becoming a bit more alive, a bit more intuitive, and trying to understand you a little bit better on what you're trying to get out of that device and do it for you.
It's been so interesting to see how Apple has progressed these things, because now that they've got the visual intelligence that tells you what brand that specific bag in that photo is, because they used to just be like, oh, this is where the photo was taken and this is other photos that look like it. So it's fascinating to see where it will go from here as well.
It is. I mean, the battery lives are up because, again, you can't tell that story without saying battery life is up. You know, Bitfin are doing all of that. Battery life should be up to about 33 hours, they're claiming. We should be able to watch about 27 hours of video, they're claiming. And also the price, this is the interesting thing, the price is not significantly up. It's a lot of money still. The Pro, the 16 Pro, fully kitted out at 512, or perhaps let's take the big one, at 1 terabyte, is $2,699. That's a lot of money, but it's not significantly up from the previous one. So the prices they've tried to keep a little bit around where they have been for the last year. And on the old devices, iPhone 15 and older ones, which are still available for a few more years, they've actually dropped the prices they normally do.
I think that it's a smart way of doing it, because if they just kept increasing those prices, people probably wouldn't be very happy.
Well, $2,700 for the big one, and granted, most people won't buy that. You're buying a serious laptop or something else for that money, should you wish to.
Well, Morris, thank you for telling us about the newest iPhone.
Have a great week, everyone.
Morris Mizzle, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com. This is Albany's 783 Triple M.